1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. CB Financial.
Hi, Craig Barnwell with CB Financial. I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
KVOE News Time is 8:26, Newsmaker 2 time here on a Tuesday. We're pleased to be joined on the KVOE Sutherland studio line today by Heather Wagner, who is the director of Spartan Stop at Emporia High School.
Heather, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Heather.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on. How are things going today?
Really well, thanks.
Good. How are things going at Spartan Stop?
We are very busy at the Spartan Stop.
How busy is busy for folks that don't understand and realize exactly what you're doing at the high school?
Well, what I do is provide basic necessities for students to remove barriers to education, and I actually do it district-wide. So the Spartan Stop is just something unique to Emporia High School, but my services are for the entire district. So one person covering all of the buildings, I'm pretty busy.
I bet you are. So how is the Spartan Stop looking as far as needs for the kids? Are you in good form right now, or are you in need of things?
Well, actually, everything that I do is because of the generosity of our community, so I just want to shout out to everyone and say thank you so much. It's things like the KVOE food drive, and Timmerman just did a hygiene product drive for us, same with Newman's Auxiliary. So those things that constantly happen is the only reason that we can continually give out all of the necessities, because they're just constantly coming in. So right now, we use a lot of non-perishable foods and a lot of hygiene products. So the second I get them in, they go straight out the door.
So the need obviously is there, huh?
Yes, absolutely. Always.
Are there specific food items or hygiene items that you need perhaps even on a more consistent basis than others, given the fact that you have those two specific categories in need?
I would say yes. So we're always in need of shampoo, conditioner, body wash, and deodorant. I do that every single week. Toothbrushes, I'm usually pretty good on. We have just got a big donation from Hill, so that's been extremely helpful. As far as food items, when you think about non-perishables, if you think about boxed dinners or boxed meals, canned meats, macaroni and cheese, ramen noodles, those type of things, the things that are a little bit more like a meal, those are the things that we go through super fast.
So how does this work, the Spartan Stop at the high school? Obviously, it's open to students. How do they get in, pick up what they need? How does exactly that work at the high school, Heather?
Well, anyone can do a referral. So we can do self-referrals, parents, teachers, anyone, a community member can do a referral. And then I meet with the student and just talk to them about what their needs are. And we come up with an individualized plan for that student. So they tell me what their needs are, and then I base it off of that. So if they're wanting a weekly bag, I pack that bag for them, and they just pick it up at the end of the week.
Okay.
So we do bag distribution on Fridays.
So pretty simple, straightforward process for students that are needing the help. How many students do you think you're helping at this particular point in time?
Oh, that's kind of a big question. If we're talking just at the high school, I would say on average we're constantly helping at least 20 per week, but I get several referrals every single day for like shoes or socks or belts or just random items. So it's just something that the number changes constantly. And then district-wide, it's the same way. So most of my day is just spent running around. So the community donates, and we have grants that help me provide the resources, and then the referrals come in, and then I just get those items out to those kids and those families that need it.
So this isn't, Spartan Stop isn't just for the high school then?
The actual Spartan Stop is at the high school, but the services that I provide, I do it district-wide.
Okay.
Understood.
So it's a little bit confusing.
A little bit, but we certainly understand. I do think, too, are you not having a clothing drive that's underway this month?
Yes, we absolutely are. So for the clothing drive, we collect within our community. The boxes are at the Flint Hills Mall, and they'll be out until November 1st. There is one located right outside by the theater, and then one right in the main entrance by Next Tech Wireless. If you just kind of walk down a little ways, it's right there. And the mall is so gracious to allow us to be able to distribute at the mall as well. So it's in the old Curves building or part of the mall. So we'll gather all the way through November, and then we'll get it all sorted. I'll have a bunch of volunteers that will help me, and then we will be open for distribution. And that's for every district family who's in need of clothes. So right now, the big things that we need are coats and jackets and kids' clothes. We always have an abundance of adult-sized clothes, which is great, but I'm really hoping that this year we can really amp up the number of kids' clothes that we get, because those are the areas that we need the most.
Heather, I wanted to get your perspective here on certainly this helps the kids, getting through their immediate situations, but maybe looking at this a little bit broader term, how this maybe helps with the social emotional learning side of education here for the students and their families.
Oh, absolutely. So removing those barriers to education allows them to really focus on the classroom. And it's for the parents as well as the kids. If the parents aren't stressed out about new clothes for their kids, then they're able to focus on the things that they need to provide. And then the kids can really go to school and focus on learning, if that makes sense.
How exactly does the referral process work, Heather?
So anyone can refer. Like I said, I have a district email, and it's just heather.wagner@usd253.net. So anyone can shoot me an email at any time and just say that they think they have a student that's in need, and then I will talk to that student or to that family. As far as district-wide goes, if we have I really allow the counselors to talk with their families. They have already established those relationships, and so that way it's more coming from a point of care and concern. If I just cold call someone and say, hey, I heard you might need some help, sometimes people are a little bit more hesitant, and they're a little bit, they are less likely to take the help because they're not sure what my intentions are.
Do you have students come directly to you, or do they have to be referred?
Nope, they can come directly to me. I get direct referrals all the time.
Okay. Yep.
Outstanding. Well, Heather, how busy? Obviously, you've got the food drive, you've got the clothing drive. What else do you have as far as drives going to help you out here between now and maybe the end of the year? Or do those wind up kind of getting scheduled sometimes fairly quickly, that things that you may have coming up later that you don't have, in at least on the calendar right now?
Yeah, it's changing all the time because I'll get emails and people will ask me what I need, and then they'll throw a drive together. Our theater kids out here will do a trick-or-treat for canned goods over the Halloween holiday and bring that stuff in. The campus is also doing one for me. Rotary Club is putting kits together. So it's just a constant effort, like I said. Just without the community, I would not be able to do what I do. So I'm super gracious for that.
And Heather Wagner of Spartan Stop at Emporia High School and district-wide. And of course, we're encouraging people to be a part of our Pack the Pantry and the Spartan Stop. And our big day is coming up a week from Thursday, October 14th. So if you're not on our list, please just get a hold of us here, 342-1400, or email kvoe@kvoe.com. Leave your address. Then the morning of October 14th, just leave your non-perishable donation on your front porch or driveway. We'll be by to pick it up, and we will be making a stop at Spartan Stop at Emporia High School. So the need is there, folks, and it will be put to great use. So how large is the Spartan Stop? How much can you house there, Heather?
I'm pretty good with space. I amaze myself sometimes. So we have, the Spartan Stop is actually two rooms. So one room has a washing machine and dryer, and I have the excess in that room. And then the back room is all just our non-perishables and our hygiene products. But then I also have a separate space that's just for the clothing that we provide to students at the high school. And then we graciously have a shed that was an amazing thing that I got. Joe Witten donated the money for it, and Mark Two gave us a deal on the cost, and then the kids out at the high school, one of the classes built it for me. So when people have clothing to donate, when it's not during the clothing drive, they can drop it in the shed at any time. So I'm kind of spread out, but I take advantage of every little piece of space I can get.
Every nook, every cranny is accounted for, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Outstanding. Well, Heather, in case people would like more information here about what you do here to help students through Spartan Stop, how do they get that information from you?
I would say you shoot me an email. That way I can reply to that email. So it's, again, heather.wagner@usd253.net.
Sounds good.
All right, Heather. Well, we appreciate all you do.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate our community and all of the help that I get from KVOE.
Well, we'll be seeing you on Thursday, October 14th.
Yes, I'm excited. Thank you so much.
All right, have a great day, Heather.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Heather Wagner of Spartan Stop at Emporia High School, doing great work district-wide, Chuck.
Absolutely. Indeed. And again, if you want more information, heather.wagner at usd253.net. Did want to let you know that we're just getting